Hipster Bricks by Dendro Day. Cost of Doing Business. The Price of Egalitarianism in the 21st Century. Or It Takes Money to Make Money. Number 31. You're the one with the red hair, I said. Yeah, but I don't go around mirrors, she said. She also had some big clunky glasses on. Maybe she was farsighted, too. Soup, I quizzed. Oh, Lord, yes. Perfect for the weather. How does the snow suit you? Like socks on a cock, I said. The barkeep sat down across from us, behind the bar, and sighed grandly. He looked at me with what appeared to be a look of relief. Welcome relief. Then he remembered the other soup for the redhead. So what are you working on? I asked Red. Oh, poetry. A few projects on canvas. Also looking for a new roommate, she said. And I think this outfit could use some part-time staff, if I may regard what it is that you may or may not be working on. Oh, I said. Cool, I'm new. I just got here about 4 days ago, and this is pretty much the first time that I've left my new apartment. What are you working on? She returned the question again. Oh, not really much different than what you are. Maybe some slightly different medium. Community journalism. Political watchdogging. Dogging. Marketplace vigilance. A few novels. Several. Composite sketch. General health and fitness, I said. I've done a bit of traveling lately. There's no real reason to stop now. Rolling Stone gathers no moss. But a break from the road for some minorly indefinite period of time is probably in order for me. Yes, the muse does require travel of some sort or another, she agreed. But we're creative talent, and we're lucky to have her or him or them, as you might. It's good work if you can get it. And anything but, I added. Well, where do we go from here? The barman returned with red soup. Wherever you want, but there's no rush. And we can put you on some shifts here starting tomorrow, mid-morning, he said. Across the bar. Chelsea, your soup, love. Thank you, sir, she said. You're going to like Denver. I hope you have plenty of plaid. Well, and I'm kind of hoping you do, too, I said, smiling genuinely at my new friend. You know, I appreciate all the love and hospitality. Out of the blue. Hey, mi casa es su casa, Rick, she said. She winked at me. Oh, faithful fate. We enjoyed our soup and the incumbency of our new amity. We take a walk, I said. Yeah. So there we went. The past was a memory. The future was an idea. And Red and I were successfully a mere part of the diamond now, together. Fast friends, all of which is but fire, the diamond. With turtles all the way down. There was sovereignty and peace and closure in our new beginning. It was silly to try to analyze just exactly why they knew to call me Rooster. And also, it wasn't the point. Also, it was not the point. For example, the point is not to be found in any name. Part of the point is that family is family, and it's bigger than any one individual. Another important part of the point is that I and she and we and some trinity therewith had moved beyond the grasp of the whimsy of the world. That's how it's done. I had been in training for such a juxtaposition forever, and Julie and her treatment of her own death, and of sex as well, had enlightened me and brought me into a very robust position in terms of soul. Chelsea, or Red, or rather Chelsea Red, soul, happened to be there where her or somebody like her needed to be. In the context of the overarching logos, by hook and by crook, or by whatever other vehicles which made it so. Adult plants walking with a sure cat's paw, or was it buffalo and coyotes? There was a cinema which we walked by, and after a brief conversation on the sidewalk, we entered in, took in a film. It was a sci-fi western. If one does not date one's friends, one loses them, I said. Well, I agree, she said. It's the stuff of marriages. After that, we went to the diner/coffee shop and sat there till 4 a.m, drawing on napkins, playing cards, and chatting up all the various nocturnal types of people who inhabit such establishments at such hours of the day. And after that, we walked to Chelsea's and slept side by side, wearing full pajamas in her bed, without so much as holding hands, you believe it.